You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Friday to you. Good looking day. Enjoy it because it's going to get not so nice. And I want to end the week on a good note. I would love to have ended the week on a good note. Unfortunately, Jim, because of you, that's not the case.
Okay, John.
Uh-oh.
Good morning, John.
Hello, Jim. So, you know, you ever have that where you try to do something really good for a person to kind of something else then it's like the butterflies flapping his wings and you get a tornado or whatever.
Yeah. Yes.
What did you do for me this week that was really nice? Which helped me, by the way, get down to 217 pounds. But thank you.
Wasn't that the number you wanted to get
for
to?
My birthday?
Yeah.
So it was
17.
Late.
That's not bad.
Yeah. I'll take it.
All right.
I'll take it.
And yeah, I've set my goal, but I'll talk about that later.
I'll tell you this. What was at the doctor's yesterday? We're walking a thing and she goes, I would just need to get your weight. I go, she laughed, took up my keys, took off my glasses.
Oh, totally.
Took off my wallet. Yep. She says, you don't have to do all that. I said,
yes,
oh,
I do.
I'm going to do it. But anyway, okay, so you did it. What'd you do?
Gave you the $50 for time.
Besides that.
Oh, I brought you a huge salad.
Huge, unbelievable. I not did. Just a salad, a bucket of salad.
Okay, yep, I did.
Been eating that all week.
Yeah, right, I gave it to you Tuesday.
Delicious red onions.
Yeah.
What did you tell me to do?
Add chicken or...
Add. You can just stop there.
Okay.
Said add. What did I tell you I was adding?
Uh-oh.
Because you asked me, what did I tell you you were adding? Todd, you know where I'm going with
I
this,
said,
don't you?
I said, don't go to the dollar store. I know I said
yeah.
that.
Yeah, what else?
Sardines? Is that what you added?
Nope.
What did I tell you to add? I told you to add chicken,
a little bit more
I?
Spice. A little more spice.
A little more spice.
A little, more, a little more pizzazz.
Barbecued?
Jalapeno peppers.
Oh, yeah, that does it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Fresh or canned?
But in the jar.
Jar, okay.
But there were some mild peppers in there.
Well, the big ones. They were good. But they got the stems on them. I'm surprised they keep the stems on those.
Well, we're too lazy to pull them off.
So anyway, I added that.
The jalapenos?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I show you the result now?
I don't think so.
Oh, Lord.
Look at my shoe right there. On the bottom.
Can you hold that up to the camera for us?
What does your shoe have to do with it?
Real close. Yeah.
Or my sock. Would you rather my sock or my... Well, I don't want to.
Well, yeah, and then we don't want to do that. There you go. You can see the stain in the bottom of the shoe.
That's blood, Jim.
I don't get it. I don't get it at all.
So, I was taking your advice to add something last night.
Yes.
Got my jar of jalapenos, which slip out of my hands and smash all over the floor.
Oh.
So, I sweep it up and I say, deal with it tomorrow. Middle of the night, I get up to grab something to drink. What do I do?
Step on the glass.
Step on the glass. What do I have... coming out of my foot now?
Yeah.
Lots of blood. So I got to wrap. I wrapped it in paper towel. I actually came down here early. I told Todd. I showed Todd. I said, I got to run back up to my... So I put some hand sanitizer on. So now I got like an ace bandage type of thingy.
Yeah. That's totally all my fault.
Well that's right. Yeah, it's the butterfly flapping his wings. Yeah.
And so I want to... is that called the butterfly effect?
Yeah.
Is that what they call it?
Yeah.
I would like to then post my traumatic experience on you, Jim, as well, and blame you for this, since you gave him... the idea of putting these jalapenos down. And since he bought a jar and since he dropped it and since he walked on it and hurt his foot, I had a look at it this morning.
Oh, yeah, okay. I owe you more than I owe John.
I even showed him my bloody sock, which I think, I can't think of anything that at 6:45 in the morning, Todd wanted to look at more, or whatever it was. I don't think he wanted to see anything more attractive than my bloody sock.
All right. Todd, I apologize to you.
Thanks, Jim.
Yes.
It does mean something.
Yeah. Okay.
I appreciate it.
Wow.
Yeah.
So there's a lot wrong with that story.
Have you ever done it where
I just want to say that, first of all.
You've got to be kidding.
That there, like I said, there's a lot wrong. First of all, I told you to add chicken, and that's fine. Jalapenos are fine. But the jar broke.
Yeah.
And you didn't sweep it up.
I swept it into a pile with the jalapenos. So I got a pile of jalapenos. Should we do a fundraiser
for a dustpan?
I don't have one. I really don't.
Just use a piece of cardboard.
That's what I use.
Yeah, that's.
You know what I use? It's the only time I clean out my my mailbox with those flyers that are kind of
those
are
great, a little heavier cardboard.
Perfect.
Yeah, thinner than cardboard, but
yes, that's what I use.
Okay, what you should have done is, if you're too lazy to pick it up, is to sweep it under the ledge at the bottom, right where you're not going to walk. Or you could throw a piece of, you have a small carpet when you walk in. Do you throw that over? No. Well, anyway, that's. Yeah.
So you're telling me right now there's glass and jalapeno juice
on the cover.
All over the floor.
And blood.
Yeah.
And blood.
Nice.
You want me to take a picture?
No.
The murder scene.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay,
yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like the show's becoming Password, but for ailments. So the ailment is, and then whatever blood
in my shoe. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
I would have never made that connection. Well, anyway, how was the salad though, John?
Phenomenal. I got to buy some of those onions. Whatever those red onions are, they are so tasty. It's incredible.
You know, there's
that makes a salad a good thing like that.
And people look at the onions, right? There's the yellow onions, the red onions, and then there's the white onions. And people sometimes gravitate. They think, we're all the same. I'll grab the cheapest one. They're not.
They're not.
No,
they're not. And that can make it.
Different things for different stuff, though. Like, that salad is definitely red. So, anyway.
The other night, you know what I put in the other night? Tuna.
That's good.
Yeah.
That is not bad in a salad.
Yeah, I bet
tuna
that's
with
good.
Salad dressing is actually really good.
Yeah, do you think anyone's ever going to come up with tuna salad, John?
I don't know. I might.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's been around since time.
Well, not in an actual salad. I mean, there's tuna salad. But putting tuna in a lettuce salad?
Yes.
Nobody's ever done that before.
That's...
No.
That is... If every day.
Where have you ever seen tuna in a salad?
Name it. Oh, God. I can't believe this. All right. We had
Costco.
Okay.
Do they have tuna in their salads at Costco?
I don't...
They don't.
Buy it. I make it.
Yeah. But, well, they don't.
Okay.
Costco, I still say, you know when you talk about the best bargains anyplace? Footlong hot dogs at Costco.
That $1.50, that is a good deal.
Can't beat
and
it.
A soda.
Can't beat it.
Yeah, that is a good
deal.
You
can't beat a footlong hot dog for the price at Costco.
There was a little story on where is the best value truly, because Costco has a membership.
Yeah.
And some places don't. And they named some other chain stores that I wasn't even aware of, so it must be down in Southeast or something. But Costco came out as a good value, but it's... The memberships are a little bit high. Actually, the article kind of said that. What's the other one on the east side?
Walmart?
No.
Oh.
No, the one that charges. You know that it's like a Costco.
Sam's Club?
Yeah, Sam's Club.
Okay. Oh yeah, yeah. I'm not a member.
You don't really need to be members of both of those. I wouldn't do that. But they kind of thought that was a little better value. But they didn't talk about the hot dogs either. So.
Oh, I found a better value.
Yeah.
I will do a taste test with you people.
Did you see your Dollar Trees are closing?
No, they're not.
There's 100 of them that are closing, Johnny.
Not Dollar Trees, Dollar Store.
Oh, what's the difference?
There's a big difference, Jim. So anyway, let me tell you this. Greatest value in the world. You can buy at the Dollar Store, or excuse me, at the Dollar Tree.
Okay.
You can buy individual packets of A&W root beer. You put that in like unflavored club soda. It tastes 100% like A&W root beer that you'd get at the old root beer stand.
So it's the syrup of it.
It's a little packet.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And you put that in. It's unbelievable.
Well, you know, the guy, I don't know if he ever, I think they're made in Green Bay or Howard.
Oh, my God. Look at my coffee.
Yeah, that's gross. Those soda machines where any flavor you want.
Yeah, Dom used to have one of those because it's got the injection, the
super popular
the oxygen or whatever.
I think he wanted them to take off like those Keurig things where everybody has one.
Yeah.
But I don't know that everybody has one.
Yeah. I remember even on the Dan Patrick show, oh my God, look at this.
Yeah. He's looking at the grounds in his coffee.
It's
because he messed that up
right,
this morning, too.
Yeah.
And there was, I have to go check it now because there was coffee grounds all inside. I'll clean this up. Yeah. I haven't looked at how well that was done yet. How was it done,
good.
John?
It's good. It's
really? Yeah. Good for our guests?
Mm-hmm. All right. Got a text here from Nicholas. How does Todd's beard grow back so fast?
Right.
It's unbelievable.
That is a good question.
Got this one. Johnny, let's add more fuel to your fire with the mayor. Did you see all the photos of the greatest mall in history torn down in the Green Bay Press Gazette story? Tori? Thank you, Tori. Yeah. 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 Oh, and by the way, so here's, okay, so Not to harp on downtown parking. So I go to a little place down the road here and I have one quarter. Put in the one quarter and I go into the place.
That's 15 minutes just for the listeners. That's 15 minutes. One buy.
And I thought I had more quarters, but then I remembered I went to the library the other day, so I used a bunch of my quarters. So anyway, I even asked the guy behind the desk, you don't have a quarter I can borrow, do you? I said, no. He said, but I can give you a voucher. So you go, if you park in the ramp, you know, you just hit that and then it's free parking. So like validate it. Okay. No. So I do that and I'm sitting in line and I get to the, you know, the arm, the whatever. Won't work.
Yeah.
Will not work. I had to ask the guy behind me to back up. Talk about a drive of shame as you have to, all these people are standing in line. They've been sitting there for 10 minutes waiting for me and I have to drive past them and just kind of go sit and reconnoiter like, okay, what's going on? What did I do wrong? What did I do wrong? Okay.
Yeah.
So that, because I thought maybe it's got something to do. Remember I told you my credit card, that one
number. Yeah, why didn't you put your credit card in there?
I did. Didn't work.
That
nothing
didn't work
would work.
Either. Okay, all right. So then you got to turn around.
So I thought, maybe it's that credit card.
Don't they have a help button, like an emergency? Like if
I don't know. You know how at that point you're like, all right,
you're panicked.
Let me just get
out.
I got this huge, as far as you can see behind me, all the way up the ramp, there were cars waiting.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, let me just kind of
pull. Did anybody start beeping like I would?
They did not.
Okay.
Which I was waiting for, and I wasn't sure I was going to handle that.
That's great. Yeah, that's good that didn't happen.
So anyway, so I do that. And I get back in line going down, lady about three cars ahead of me, won't work. They had to call somebody, but you want to talk about being stranded? When you're in line trying to get out of a ramp,
right.
There is no place to go.
And you know how they feel behind you, because you feel the same way.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's funny, we were both in parking ramps. I was in Appleton, and I went, and it had cash lane, credit card lane. I thought, well, I got cash, I'm just going to pay the cash. So I went through, and it came up $2, and I put in my $5, and then the thing comes up, no change.
Wow.
And there was a sign that said no change, but I didn't read it. I just put my money in there. So,
did they take, they took actual cash though, huh?
Yeah, I just fed in $5.
Do they, I don't know if they take cash at the ramps here, do they?
You don't even know, John.
I don't, at least in my line, it wasn't.
Yeah.
But I even yelled to the lady who wouldn't go. I mean, I said, hey, just want you to know, it didn't work for me either. And she's like, okay, thank you.
Oh, I thought maybe she didn't hear you. You thought you were yelling at her. She
I made sure. I told her, hey, it didn't work for me. Just so you know. So anyway.
You know, it's too bad.
Lisa with Simple Life Hospitality says, good morning, guys.
All right.
Hi, Lisa.
It's too bad we don't have those people sitting in the booth because they give you directions.
Yeah.
They hand you a little map. You know, if you're a tourist, it's like, I want to get over here. Oh, here's a little map of the community. And
who's going to pay for that?
I would do that job.
Okay, what are you going to have to pay some senior like Johnny that doesn't really, he's on Medicare, so he doesn't need insurance.
Well, unless that gets pulled away. Then what?
Then I'll be living in that booth.
What's that pillow and blanket in there?
Exactly. Yeah. All right, it's a Friday, man. We got a great lineup for you folks. We're going to have a lot of fun today. And, of course, we're going to have some great music with the Heights Pub and Parlor Music Series. Back at us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Mine on the Mary here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM, WISS, which was where you heard that Brewers ball game last night, which was kind of a tough one. Civic Media app, of course, 1100 AM, 1590 AM. We're all over the place. Green Bay 39, Appleton 37, Oshkosh, a nice balmy 40 degrees. Forecast cloudy with showers, high of 57, though. I'll take some of that.
Oh, man, that's great.
I'll feel
good.
Did
the Brewers win?
No. Women in Music Day today. That's awesome. Black Forest Cake Day.
Mm, the Germans.
Is that, I don't know that. Black Forest Cake?
Yeah, that's, you know what that is.
It's, no,
it's layers of cake. Black Forest, that would be something you could get. That's more of a German cake.
Okay.
It's good.
Oh, is that like German chocolate?
Cake.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, there's German chocolate cake. Yeah.
I've
just never seen it called Black Forest Cake before.
Close enough.
All right. Wear a hat day. Hot tub day. I wish I had a hot. I wonder if I would use it because so many people
don't use that.
I know they just don't. Huh? They'll use it like a few times and then.
Couple
what
parties.
Is? I'm going to throw that out there. People, let us know something. Text us in here. What are like the things that I know? Boats are one of them. But what are the things that people want to get and they get it and they kind of lose interest quickly?
Treadmill. Exercise bike.
That's true. That is true.
I was gonna.
Yeah. Because I'll
tell you. Say something.
When I used to clean out houses.
Oh, am I always there, right?
There's always a treadmill. Yeah. I took a couple of them.
Yeah.
Bartram and Bailey Day. Lady Gaga is 39. She's only 39. Doesn't seem like she should be a lot older. Yeah. Vince Vaughn is 55. Rodney Atkins is 56. Reba McEntire is 70. Diane Weist. Actress.
Yes, sir.
Diane Weist.
Don't know. Hey, Barton.
You know what? You gotta tell me.
Oh. I was gonna go back to Barton.
I'll throw
Bailey.
It up for you. I'll,
all right.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Right. You been to the circus?
Have I been to a circus? Sure. Yeah. Of course.
And that is so cool how that became such a big thing. Greatest show on
Absolutely.
Earth.
Absolutely.
Made a gazillion dollars. And then it kind of, that whole PETA
the animal thing.
Right.
Yeah.
But I guess they're back.
Do they still have them?
Yes, they're back.
Because they used to be big here in Green Bay at one time.
Well, Baraboo, of course, but in Circus Parade, big circus down in Milwaukee. But
the old Brown County Arena, man.
Right.
That was...
But they're, I think they're coming back. But yeah, they had a 2017, 18, 19. It's like, you know. Remember, that even happened here.
I know.
In front of the circus. That girl
totally.
Was in that cage.
Totally. Absolutely. Okay. Diana Weist. Yeah. I'm going to give you a movie right now.
Yep.
I'm going to give you a movie. Alice's Restaurant.
I've never seen her before.
Alice's Restaurant.
Oh, you have, Jim.
Alice's Restaurant, which then led to the TV show Alice's Restaurant. Right?
Looking it up.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm right. Dave says, another chapter in the life of John Mino today with my foot injury.
Oh, yes.
You ever do something like that and you don't even like Yelp? You don't even like, you just say to yourself, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah, I know.
Again. And it's like, okay, do I look? And then you look, and it's like, it did happen. Yeah.
Again.
So that's what happened stepping on glass this morning. Todd, we're not going to have Brittany on today, right?
No, Lisa's on today.
How bad is that ice storm, whatever, going to be? Do you know?
I don't know. Offhand.
Okay.
So I got up at, I don't know, 2:30, was watching that... the 26th that Tom Yohannes, but he's on vacation or something. And that thing, beep, 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 came across. Weather alert at that time. And it's because of that storm.
Yeah. I mean, and they're not even talking snow. They're talking ice.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Till 7 tonight?
Something like that. Yeah. It does not look good. Not a good day to go driving around. I found something so cool on TV last night that I watched for like three. I got the NCAA tournament and I watched some. I watched Duke and Arizona and some of the others. But... there's that little station in Marquette, Michigan, WLUC, they did a series on Lake Superior and Lake Michigan lighthouses and the history with the fascinating stuff. Just fascinating. Like they had this big shipment of Ford, like Model T cars, Model A cars. Okay. And they were shipping them by ship from Detroit to Duluth.
Yeah.
All right. Big storm came. They had to, you know, ground, whatever, and they could not get the ship back out.
Wow.
So they had to drive all the Model A's off the ship in the middle of winter because they were completely encased in ice then. And some went in the water. Some are still down there. And then they had to try to get them, put them back in a train, take them on a train, get all the way back to Detroit, and then do it again. And it was right at the lighthouse type thing. Just fascinating, but all those people. And you know what they had? They used to hire a lot of Civil War veterans when it first started. Because that was almost like they wanted to be away and just sort of, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they were beautiful. The insides of these lighthouses, I mean, really great, beautiful rooms.
Is that PBS?
No, it's channels. It's WLUC out of Marquette.
Oh, it's an NBC affiliate, I believe.
Oh,
and the drones going over the whole thing. So for a small station, just incredible. But I would love to do stories like that back in the day. You know, going to these lighthouses cool old things like that. It's, I don't know. I just find that stuff fascinating.
There's a lot of that out there. I mean, to you know, if you get into that, there's books on that.
Yeah.
And people that research that and restore them. And
yeah.
Like that one in Green Bay that John was just talking about. That's just a cool little tour. Smaller than you think.
Yeah.
It looks bigger from the outside. You get in, it's like, yeah, it's pretty cramped quarters.
Oh, they're pretty cramped. Yeah. Yeah. But I would have, if somebody would hire me to run a lighthouse, I'd do it immediately. I'd move.
They don't do anything. What do they do?
I thought that's, oh, they got to do stuff.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
No, I think that's just, they're just there for show.
No.
No, they have all sorts of buoys out there with lights and flashing lights. No. Mm-mm.
Yeah. No, listen. They do, they talked about the big ships. The big ships are so technically crazy, they can tell where they are within an inch on the face of the earth. Their GPS is on those big ships.
So back to my question, why do you need the lighthouse guy?
For the small craft, for the recreational craft.
Oh,
because they'll be out and they'll be foggy and something will blow in, and that's why they still keep the lights going, for the small craft.
Okay.
I mean, this is what they said in the show. I'm not making it up.
Because I'm a fan of
I wouldn't pay him much.
I'm a lighthouse fan.
Yeah.
I don't think they're really manned anymore. Most of them are unmanned, but yet they are still used to a certain degree.
And they got lights that penetrate so far now through the fog and everything.
The Fresnel lens.
You're exactly right.
I am a lighthouse fan.
Wow. Because that was part of the thing was the Fresnel lights.
Yes.
They're empty.
No, they're not.
Wow.
Quick break.
Guy doesn't like nostalgia
at all.
No.
WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The State Building Commission is deadlocked on Governor Tony Evers' capital budget. Republican lawmakers argued that more discussion is needed. So the $4.3 billion plan now goes to the Republican-led Joint Finance Committee with no recommendation. State Senate President Mary Felskowski told Evers that a lot of worthy projects are being proposed, but she's concerned about the level of new bonding. This is the fourth straight time the commission has deadlocked. Evers' proposal includes $493 million for Wisconsin's prison system. And among those projects proposed in the capital budget is the governor's plan to close Green Bay Correctional Institution by 2029. Area leaders and prison officials have recommended the closure of that over 100-year-old facility for years. The facility, designed to hold 750 inmates, has a population of over 1,000. The governor's proposal also includes turning the state's oldest prison in Waupun into a vocational training facility for inmates. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call announces that the state will receive nearly $22 million from Kroger for its role in the opioid crisis. The company and the state came to a consent agreement last week, and payments are expected to begin coming later this year. So far, Wisconsin has received about $75 million in opioid settlement funds and is expected to receive over $780 million in total. As part of the agreement, Kroger will also be required to closely monitor its pharmacies and report suspicious activity with opioid prescriptions. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
All right, coming up at 7 o'clock, we've got another keyword for you in the Break into Spring Text to Win statewide contest, your daily chance to win a Chula Vista getaway, Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets, or $100 cash. In fact, coming up at 7 o'clock with Jim and John, your chance to win that overnight stay at Chula Vista. If you haven't done so already, download that Civic Media app, choose WGBW or WISS, and get set to play along. The Break into Spring Text to Win statewide contest, your shot to win, coming up after 7 o'clock with Mino and the Mayor.
How did our people do yesterday,
Not
Todd?
Bad.
Not bad. Okay.
Right. Better, but we could use some more, obviously.
All right. We got a great word
right.
this
All
week.
All right. Just even the people that just text in already today. You're listening. You're listening.
Right.
Just right now, if you don't mind.
But hold the text till 8, till 7.
Till 7. And it doesn't count if you do it on Facebook, right? You have to get the app and actually text in that way.
Okay.
So, all right.
Can Lisa Hale use a bunch of different names and text in? Can she do that?
There you go.
Because I can see her. I can see her being that kind of a person.
Or just send it out to you. Have quite the list. Remember, yeah. She got all this police information. Oh, so just hit reply all or whatever you guys do and say, look, text in the word, and I'll give you the word at 7. But it's fitting for you.
Yeah. Lisa, this is right up your alley.
No. Okay. I am not going to text all my sources and say, y'all text in.
Right. Wait till we give you the word and honor you. We're going to honor you this morning. Right. So yeah, I think you might change your mind.
Yeah, I think so too. Uh-huh. I think so too.
If the word is goddess or
close,
anything like that, then maybe I'll be up for it.
All right. All right. Todd, can we change the word?
Yeah, we cannot.
Hello, Lisa. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you. I hope you all are doing well. Jim, I do have to say, it's nice to see that you are getting closer to your normal complexion.
I'm going to be honest with you. I was just going to say something, Lisa. I've never looked more pale in my life than I'm looking.
Yeah. Very true. But we had fun. So that's the name of the game. Have you done a cruise?
They make something. They make this thing called sunblock. Mm-hmm. It does wonders, Jim. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got to be honest with you. I had to go to a place, and I'm not going to get into it, whatever, but a little skin thing caused by the sun. And the nurse actually asked her, how often do you use sunscreen? I go, never. She says, well, in your life, did you spend a lot of time in the sun? I said, well, I lived in Arizona for 6 years. Well, did you use sunscreen there?
No.
Okay, anything else that, you know, were you on the water a lot? I said, nope. Did you anything? I said, well, when I was in TV, I used to go to tanning booths all the time because I didn't want to wear makeup. And I thought if I just had a little bit of a tan, I don't have to wear makeup on the camera. She says, how long did you do that? I said, about 30 years. She says, okay.
Really? You did that?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's not
makeup
good.
Used to bother me, though. I'd get like heebie-jeebies.
Yeah,
from makeup. I know, because you feel like it's suffocating your skin.
Absolutely.
Believe me, I understand.
Hated that. Right. And we had that old pancake makeup, it was called. We have to, it's like, oh.
Did you, but in those tanning beds, didn't your eyes look like, excuse me, raccoons?
Not bad. I wouldn't even wear the glasses. I just close my eyes.
I don't, okay.
I mean,
I don't know much about those.
I mean, just to me, if it's good enough for Trump, it's good enough for you.
Thank you.
Johnny.
Thank you. I got brown, though,
not
orange.
Not much of a compliment for Todd.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. That's what I did, though, but I hated that makeup thing. And it, you know what? The other thing that it's like a lot of times we'd go out afterwards, you know, and you walk into a bar and makeup on you, and you could never try to wash it off in the men's room. You have streaks of whatever. And,
having. I'm sorry, Jim. I didn't mean to talk over you.
Go ahead, Lisa. You're the guest.
Having lived in the South with people who took, grammatically this is wrong, but laying out to be a Southern activity that you do all the time, laying, you know, on the grass to get to get tanned. I had so many friends that had skin cancers because of their constant being out there and tanning and everything. My sister-in-law actually had to have part of her nose, bless her, removed because of skin cancer.
Absolutely. So I know. And we used to put, I remember in college, we'd lay out and I would put baby oil on.
Oh, yeah. That was great.
Oh,
remember that?
Yeah. Sizzling.
We all did that. Sizzling. We all did that.
It was like you're literally broiling.
Yeah.
We were stupid is what we were.
But it wasn't. You never heard about melanoma back then. You know what I mean?
You're more concerned about the burn than you were cancer.
That and, it's going to age you.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
You know, those are the two.
That's right.
Don't do that because it's going to age you. Yeah. It wasn't like don't do that because you're going to get melanoma.
Okay.
It was like,
So
you know what, though? We were brought up that the sun was healthy.
Well, vitamin D.
Remember that, though? Get outside in the sun.
Right.
It's healthy for you.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm a firm believer in moon tans.
Todd accidentally put himself on there. Look at him.
I'm a firm believer in moon tans, which basically means that I don't get out in the sun. However, my sister loves to get out in the sun, and she just, you know, She's younger than me by 4 years, and she looks older than me by about 10.
I know.
Some
I know.
Can do it.
I know. I agree. But
that's all neither here nor there. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get us off on a tangent.
No, that's great.
So Jim recently went on a vacation, and that is kind of what New Wisco Weekend's theme is this weekend, is spring break and vacation.
Really?
You can take virtual vacations now and staycations and Terry does an entire cover story, Jim, on virtual vacations that you can take online and really go in and visit some of these tourist destinations.
Isn't that called a movie?
Wait, whole movies?
I've never heard of that, to be honest with you.
Neither did I. I hope it takes off. Not going to invest, but wow.
Well, it's got to be a little bit like what it's up with the treadmills over at the Croc Center.
Where you think you're walking through. Yeah.
You could be in ancient Greece. You could be in the redwood forests, all that stuff.
Exactly. So, you know, we look at that. We do have some serious stories this week. The League of Women Voters, we've got a story on their recent statement. We've got stories about Diabetes Awareness Month and things like that. But and maple syrup tapping. But we really do focus in on spring break, vacation, and how you have to do those things. Or you become a very dull boy.
And when I was in college, I never went on spring break. Did you?
Me? I never.
Did you?
Not to Florida.
I never did.
Me? Of course I did.
Yeah. My thing I would say about spring break, we did do, you know, Florida 3 years. We went to the Bahamas 1 year. But today, these spring breaks, and I think I mentioned this last year, the cool kids, you know what they do for spring break now, Lisa? They like go and do a Habitat home in Mississippi. It's unbelievable what these kids do today versus when we would go and really just drink for a week. And
I put myself through college the first time. Well, I put myself through college both times, but I mean, I had to work while going to college. So when it came to spring break, I was just like, give me the hours, you know, so I could get more money. That was me. Make more money.
I did that too. But I mean, I was going to school. I mean, I went to school in Northern Minnesota for 2 years. And actually, I guess you'd call it spring break. 1 year we went to Arizona to check out the schools. But I mean, I was going to school in Arizona. So it's like, do I need to go someplace hotter? You know what I mean? I've never done that whole Florida. And I was jealous kind of because some of those, we're piling into a car and we're driving all night and doing it. And that seemed like a blast.
It was.
But
we would go to Van Box to rent an RV.
Oh, that's cool.
And that's fun because you can play cards. And,
absolutely.
You know, just there's a bathroom right there. You just, 26 hours will be there.
Who else ever rented an RV to go on spring break? Todd?
Nope, I never did.
Lisa?
No.
Anybody? An RV?
Anyone?
Who rents an RV when you're in college? Nobody.
I don't know.
Are you even allowed to? Don't you have to be 21 to rent a car?
Now you do. I think you have to be 25.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think it was 25 back then. There's nobody in our group that would have been 25. We would have had a 21-year-old there.
Is it?
That's just a junior, right?
Do you really have to be 25 to rent a car?
I think you do. No, you do.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem right,
does it? No, it doesn't. I mean, 21, you can...
I mean, you got some guy who is a lieutenant in the Army and comes back from Iraq and wants to rent a car and he can't rent one because he's 22.
Yep. It is 25.
That's unbelievable. Wow.
I think it's because they look at younger adults as not fully responsible yet. And I'm not saying that's true. I'm just saying I think that's how they look at it.
I will tell you it is because it's all statistics. That's all auto insurance is these actuaries. And I remember that these B students, when you're a B student, which is that's why I always took an easy class to make sure I maintain that. What a difference if you're a C student or a B student when it comes to auto
for
insurance.
For rates?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. You know, really, if I get a 2.9 average, I'm going to get an accident. And the guy goes, it's all statistics.
Wow.
So?
Wow.
Can't argue. Okay. Yeah. But anyway, that's probably that 25 thing came in. I'm just surprised they can politically do that.
Me too. Todd just put a text here. Somebody texted this in, Todd?
Yep.
Each state is different. Some are 18 or 21. Oh. Others are 25.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow.
Wow. 25 just seems so, I mean, I had two kids when I was 24, I couldn't rent a car? You know what I mean? It's like, really?
Wow.
Okay. What else going on, Lisa? What you got coming up on New Wisco Weekend?
Well, I was talking. We were doing virtual vacations. We've got stories on maple tapping, stories on Diabetes Awareness Month, stories on the League of Women Voters. Conrad Krieger has a great story on the MOLVA Star Wars exhibit. And, of course, we talk about staycations and... We have a classic movie pick of the week that is perfect for the theme. So it's a great issue. You
What's
really
the movie?
I can't tell you that you have to listen to
the movie. Hey, this staycation, that's where you stay home and enjoy your local environment, right? That's what a staycation is?
That's what a staycation is. Yeah, you're not really going, but you're not working. you're relaxing and relaxing either at home, you know, taking care of the household thing.
Isn't that retirement?
Your own area.
Isn't that Saturday?
Yeah, exactly.
No. No, Saturday is all about doing the housework, doing the laundry.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
Good point. So, Lisa,
Saturday is not a vacation.
When you lived in Mississippi or Louisiana or wherever,
both.
I mean, did people, because when I was in Arizona, I've never had more friends from the Midwest than, hey, thinking about going to Arizona. Right. Could we
crash at your place?
Can you take us to the Grand Canyon?
Right.
Yada, yada.
No, my Wisconsin and Midwest friends were smart enough to realize that Mississippi and Louisiana, North Louisiana, where I lived, was no place to take a vacation.
So, yeah, but did they want to go to New Orleans or Mardi Gras or anything like that?
Some of them wanted to go to New Orleans and Mardi Gras, which is fine. But I also had to remind them how humid it is, even in March.
Right. So. Yeah. All right. Because I did that one time. And in retrospect, I can't believe I did that. Buddy that lived in L.A., worked for CanBC. And we've been really, we actually lived together for a while in college and everything. And I took my daughter out there to go to take us to Disneyland. And in retrospect, it's like, oh, I was that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I lived out there and, like you said, had more friends.
Absolutely.
And visitors.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't talked to some of these people like in 2 years, cousins. Hey, you know, we're going to come out
there.
Well,
I remember my brother.
But it was fun, though. I enjoyed giving
one of my
tours.
Brothers even got mad at me because he was going to bring his family down to Arizona to do something. And he goes, hey, can we just stay with you? And I'm like, well, you know, I got some other roommates. And it's like, I said, but I'll find you a hotel. And he goes, no, just forget. We can't stay with you. You know what I mean? So it's one of those things that lingered. Lisa, can you stick around? Some more stuff we're going to talk to you about. All right?
Okay.
Lisa Hale, New Wisco Weekend, coming from Oshkosh. Back right after this.
2 months later.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
It's Women in Music Day, and we had a request for Emmylou Harris, 2 bottles of wine this morning.
Ooh.
And by the way, that goes very well with Lisa Hale because she enjoys a little wine from time to time.
Actually, Lisa Hale, my favorite Emmylou Harris song is Red Dirt Girl. Do you know that song?
Oh, hang on 1 second, Lisa. Oh. There you go.
You know that song, Lisa?
Yes, I probably do know it, but can't call it.
Can't sing it right now.
Yeah, but it talks about them living by Meridian, Mississippi, and the whole thing, and it's a great song. I used to love Emmylou Harris.
She's great.
She's a great artist.
Yeah, and she's still doing stuff,
yeah,
isn't she?
Yeah, she is.
Yeah. Was she married to somebody? She wasn't married to Waylon. No, she wasn't married to Waylon Jennings, was she?
No, she was not.
Okay.
No. That was Jesse Coulter.
Good call, Todd. Very good call.
So here's what I've given you guys this morning. Fresno lenses and Jesse Coulter.
Not only that.
Wow.
No, you also, I don't want to spring it on you. Have you heard, let me just throw this out there. Lisa, have you ever heard him do?
Oh man, this is good.
Yes, Casey Kasem.
Is that a surprise, or can you do that? Is that a surprise for Pete, or can you do it?
Imitations like Casey.
Oh my God! Jimmy Stewart, Santa Claus,
Casey Kasem.
Nobody. That's the best, though, right? Casey Kasem.
I couldn't believe it. It's like
John's like, who is that? I think it's Todd.
Lisa and I used to do a podcast together, and I would do Casey all the time.
Oh,
so she knows that I can do it.
Okay.
I mean, I could play it this morning. I don't think Pete's going to hear it.
But what's funny about it?
Save it to spring it for his show. But it's really good.
But what's cool about that is how it's written.
Yeah,
that's what's cool about it.
Exactly,
it's exactly what he would do.
Well, I'm sure he didn't write the stuff, right?
Oh no.
Yeah.
And I've let you guys listen to his outtakes, right? Where he's going off about a dog dying and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. But he's amazing doing that, Lisa.
Yeah. So it's
I know. Todd does an amazing Jimmy Stewart, an amazing Santa Claus, and then Casey Kasem.
So,
and his Jimmy Stewart, I think, is the best I've ever heard anyone do.
Yeah.
So what I would do, I tell Todd.
Is John on the phone? Tell John I want to know where the pictures are. This is the last damn time I want somebody to get their head out of their bleep blow and not play an up-tempo song when I got to talk about a damn dog dying, you know?
Yeah.
Those outtakes are awesome.
Yes, they are.
They are classic.
But Todd, you know, he's, you know, I think he's independently wealthy. He tells us very little about his personal life. But anyway, if he wanted to make a side hustle, what he should do the birthday thing. Because you know how you buy things in Brett Favre? And just do, like, for my mom, I would buy her a Jimmy Stewart. Yeah. Happy birthday,
What's
Mr.
your mom's
Schmidt.
Name? What's your mom's name?
Mary.
Mary? Your son is like a spider on the back of my hand is what he is. Yeah, Mr. Potter. We call him Mr. Schmidt. Yeah. Mary.
Oh, that's man. Outstanding.
That is funny.
Outstanding. So, Lisa, is Oshkosh going to get hit with that ice storm they're talking about this morning?
You know, I don't know exactly what's going on with that. They've been mentioning it. I think that's supposed to be tomorrow.
Okay.
That the ice is coming through.
Yeah.
Not today. Today but we're going to have rain.
You've got a cool enough place, your studios, where you could sleep there. I mean, I like.
Well, sure, I could sleep here
you've
if
got
I wanted
a great
to.
Studio right downtown Oshkosh.
However,
yeah.
It is very loud because of it being right there at the corner.
Welcome to our club there.
Yeah.
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 It can be very, very loud, and the traffic can be loud. I did try to sleep here one election night and realized I'm not doing this again.
Oh, no kidding. Okay.
And the motorcycles aren't even out yet.
No, but they were drag racing out here at the bridge the other day on Walnut Street the other night. Had to be going 100 and as loud as humanly possible. I mean, they were drag racing. I mean, it's and as loud as it could be, and nobody said anything, but whatever. Well, Lisa, it's always fun having you on.
I was going to say when they're drag racing, by the time you get a police officer out there, they're long gone.
That's exactly it. Exactly it. Lisa, we love your show, though. And really, and Terry Barr really brings an element to that. And it's great that you're including everybody, like Convoy here, being involved with it. I think that's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
You mean Conrad?
No, we call him Convoy.
Convoy.
You call him Convoy.
Or Con.
Yeah.
You mentioned Terry Barr, and I told her this yesterday. I may be the host of New Wisco Weekend. She is the heart of New Wisco Weekend.
Yeah, she really is.
She really is. I could not put together that show without her. She helps me develop the themes, develop the cover stories. She does features and covers for it.
Lisa, would you say she is the empathy on the show?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Lisa has no empathy for anybody.
I have no empathy. I am... Y'all may think I'm a nice person, but I'm really, I
don't know if I
No, I can see it. I can
I don't
see
know
it.
If I brag about that.
Yeah, then. No, I can see it, Lisa.
Yeah, I can see it.
Whenever we're down there, Jim and I walk out, he says,
it's like, what
what's
you?
Wrong what's, with her? It's the last time we're coming down here.
I'm going to rub some dirt on it, woman. I mean, I was raised, don't complain about anything. Just rub
did
dirt
you,
on it.
Did you have some of those apple thingies I brought from Vintage Rose a couple of weeks ago?
I did have a bite of the apple
strudel.
Strudel. Yeah,
weren't they great?
Very, very good.
How'd your mom like them?
She loved it. Those were great. Did you take some of my gummies I left on the table? All right. Well,
maybe you won't be so cynical after a couple of those.
Right. Yeah. She'll find some
what?
Empathy.
It was candy here? I didn't see
Yeah,
that.
Right.
Give yourself a plug. What are you guys on, Lisa?
New Wisco Weekend is on Saturdays at 8, Sundays at 11 on WISS and WGBW, and also on civicmedia.us. Please check it out.
It is a great, great show. Congratulations on that.
Thank you very much.
All right, look forward to seeing you again in, what, a couple of weeks, Todd?
Yeah, we'll be down there April 10th.
Yep.
Fantastic. Okay. Thank you, Lisa Hale. You're the best.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
Hunker down. Mark Houston will be joining us from Bellin Sports Medicine. Who are you waving to out the window here?
Who's that? Lady walking her dog. She walks by. I just think it's nice that we have that connection with our listeners.
Absolutely. We are on the street.
We are. We have empathy, too.
More than Lisa.
Please.
More than the lady has a pet snake and tarantulas in her house.
Right.
Quick break. Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine. And he carried something in this. Could be pretty interesting. Back right. after this.
The national news cycle never stops.
but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.